Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Again, Joe Messina, your host. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved. Truly be part of the solution. Really. And, you know, that would help, wouldn't it? There's so much going on in the news. Stories are just, like, making you crazy. Things go, I mean, they're still beating up. I guess the Italians are real morons. At least that's what I'm getting out of this. Right? The left is beating up on Italy, and how dare they vote in a nationalist, as they call it. I don't call it a nationalist. Someone who loves their country. What's wrong with loving your country? What is wrong with wanting the best for your country? Right? They don't want to be globalists. Look at Italy has Spain, Italy, France. They got wonderful cultures. Why would they want to be part of a global society? Just this is ridiculous on so many levels. But nobody seems to care. You know, again, the left wants you all together. They want you to be one. They want you to be, you know, no character whatsoever of your own. Isn't that amazing? Does anybody else find that amazing, or is it just me? This is where they're at. This is what they want. To me, it makes absolutely no sense. Again, as I joke, I'm of Italian descent. You know that. You've heard it over and over and over and over and over again. I'm pretty proud of that. Come on. The military can't fight worth a darn, but they look really good, don't they? Don't you think? I mean, seriously. But, I mean, this has been the news 24/7. After the left side just not being able to understand what is so sexy about nationalism. What is so sexy about loving your country? What is so sexy about wanting to take care of your people first, the ones that are paying taxes in your city, your country, your town? What is so bad about that? Feed my kids first. Take care of my community first. Make sure our people are eating and solid first. Then we'll go help somebody else. But until then, it's real simple. No. It makes absolutely no sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, look, if you think I'm wrong, we got a phone number. Let me know. All right, let's get back to it irritates me that the left immediately has to attack her as being Mussolini. Right? A Mussolini protege, if you would. It's ridiculous. Just out of control ridiculous. Okay, Obama's back at it again. I mean, man, he's like a bad rash. Huh? He doesn't really go away. Like, right there in your face all the time. So, Obama said that, you ready for this one? That this is disgusting at every level. Americans oppose illegals because they are scared of dark-skinned people. Right? Why does he have to be such a liar? No, really, think about this. What is he doing? He's stirring up hate. He's doing what he did when he was in office. He's stirring up racism. It has nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing. Right? They don't even want people coming over legally from the white nations, which I don't even know what that means. What if Germans were sneaking over the border? You think we'd go, oh, they're white. It's okay, let them in. You really think that would happen? Because if you do, you need psychiatric care. Matter of fact, if you really believe this line, you need psychiatric care. He criticized the Republican Party for using toxic and dangerous rhetoric. However, not a word about Joe Biden's words that actually got a young man killed. No, nobody cares about that. We heard the whole time, every time Trump got behind the podium, what do we hear? We heard how dangerous he was, did we not? We always heard about his words and how they would hurt. And yet Joe Biden, nothing. Nothing. They have no problem with him. Anyway, right now the biggest fuel behind the Republican agenda is related to immigration and the fear that somehow America's character is going to be changed. No, actually, that's not it at all. We're a country of the rule of law. That's number one. Number two is if you just let anybody in here, everybody in here, who's going to take care of them? How can you afford it? Inflation's already through the roof. I mean, give me a break. And that somehow America's character is going to be changed if people of darker shades, there might be too many of them here. I've never heard anybody that I'm friends with say that, allude to that, or even have a problem with that. Remember something. I've got Italian heritage. They're not quite white either, depending on where they come from. If you come from Sicily, you look more like a black person you do than if you come from Naples or Venice, for that matter. I mean, Venice, they're fair-haired, light-eyed, definitely light-skinned. And I always love when... Does anybody really understand there are actually white Africans? Ooh, in a minute. Nova Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after that.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation because you know what? It's how you fix things. It's how you change things. So tonight, we're going to talk about freedom of speech. The realities of freedom of speech. Because you're watching that window close. Become smaller and smaller and smaller. And people are arguing over whether or not, well, if freedom of speech is great, and yeah, we should allow it, but what if it affects other people? What if it hurts somebody? What if that speech makes somebody feel bad?
Well, if that was the case, we'd all have to become mutes. Because you're always going to hurt somebody's feelings. You're always going to make somebody feel uncomfortable with what you're saying and or, when you're having casual conversation at the table, that's one thing. But if you're provoking thought, truly provoking thought, you're gonna irritate somebody. Well, let me bring on somebody who has a clue about this stuff, can help us decipher this and figure it out. Brad Dacus is the founder of PJI, a specific justice institute, where he's out there defending your rights, freedom of speech, defending your educational rights for your children, all kinds of things. And Brad, it's always fun to have you with me.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
You know, Brad, we've been talking about these kind of things for a long time. Freedom of speech, what rights kids have, what rights teachers have, that kind of stuff. And, you know, even as of late, you're seeing with the Kennedy case at the Supreme Court where they're being allowed now anybody really, I guess, after an event, after a game, there's no reason in the world why, as long as it's not coerced, is my understanding, that a coach or even a teacher, for that matter, could pray at an event like that at the very end. Correct? Or am I not got that right?
Yeah, that is correct. The Supreme Court was really clear on that decision. In fact, it wasn't a narrow decision in terms of its scope. It was actually very broad. And the court held that individuals don't shed their First Amendment rights just because they work for the government. The question is not even are people going to perceive that the government is somehow endorsing religion? The test they said was that the government must be proven to have actually told that person to do such and such and to endorse religion or have that kind of speech, which is never the case. It's always about individuals wanting to express themselves. So bottom line is, this Supreme Court has really opened the door for much more freedom of speech and protection of free speech.
Interesting. I want to get into that with kids and schools in a second here. Got another issue in Colorado. They're great at this, by the way, where the state has ordered a Christian dress designer to disregard her religious beliefs and she has to serve everybody. The problem that she's having is that there's apparently a gay wedding taking place and they want her to do the dresses. They want her to design the dresses for this, and she refuses to do it. So, they've gone all the way through the courts. They're going to take it to the Supreme Court. You think the Supreme Court will be on her – well, I shouldn't say on her side, on the side of the Constitution?
Yes, I do. The Supreme Court, mind you, though, in other cases, there's another one, dealing with the bakery and – they were very narrow on the decision. People in favor of the baker, but it was dealing with the state on other grounds. So this is going to be a very important case. I am very confident, though, that the court is going to rule in favor of the dress designer because when it comes to the free exercise of religion versus other interests, the court has made it very clear the free exercise clause is part of the First Amendment of the Constitution. Other interests of the state are second fiddle for purposes of just deciding what rights there or what or who has the priority. So I think she's going to win, and I think it'll be probably at least a 6-3 decision.
Interesting. You are the eternal optimist. I say that about you. I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, I'm watching what's going down. I'm like the little cracks that were made. I watched it was about 35, 40 minutes, not a demonstration, but he was teaching, David Barton was teaching about that whole thing about prayer in schools, how it got thrown out, the court that threw it out. And the court even admitted that they really had no precedent to do this. They really weren't basing it on hardcore law. Right, they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were basing on. They knew what they were, what Jefferson had said, but there was really no definitive reason behind why they were doing it, which I thought was really interesting when you heard the different justices speak or read what they wrote. So he also was as optimistic as you are, saying coming back around to the Supreme Court, it might be really good. if we could get some of these cases in front of them now, before some other ones resign or retire. And hopefully this will open the door to allow religion back into the world, if you would, into our little world anyway, because it has been the courts that have said, no, we can't have this, when our founding fathers were definitely wanting. Look at Jefferson. What did he call for? I think it was almost 40 different proclamations of prayer and fasting, thanking God for what they had. I mean, that man must have been thoroughly confused.
Yeah, our founding fathers, they were very, it was very clear what their perspective was with regards to the free exercise of religion. And the good news is the Supreme Court, you know, now has a test, if you will, which is almost identical to what I advocated 30-plus years ago when I was in law school in a paper that I wrote for my religious freedom course that I took in First Amendment law. So this is the optimal time. It's a dream time for the free exercise clause, religious freedom, as far as court precedent and the direction of the court, much like it is for the sanctity of human life with the reversal of Roe versus Wade. Sometimes I have to pinch myself just to realize where we're at, because I didn't know I'd ever see this day arrive when it comes to both precedent for both pro-life and the proper interpretation in that regard, but also in terms of religious freedom.
Well, were you truly? I got to ask the question. When the ruling came down, now you can't. Were you totally expecting it to come down that way, or did you go, "Oh my God, I can't believe this happened"? You have to wait now.
Okay.
Until after the break. Joe Messina, your host, okay, for a lot more Brad Dinkus when we return. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rise in home prices is slowing for a fourth straight month.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows home prices cooling in July at the fastest rate in the history of the reading. Still, they're up about 16% from 1 year ago. Hurricane Ian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast this week. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell urges residents to comply with evacuation orders.
We are going to see impacts across the state of Florida, whether it's inland flooding from the large amount of rain that we're going to see, tornadoes and tornado watches that we may see in the southern part of the state later today, to the storm surge and the hurricane force winds that may impact the communities near landfall.
Recession jitters continue on Wall Street, the Dow losing for the sixth straight day. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Road Joe. 855-732-5563. Hey, while we're at it, while we're talking about people that support us and help us and care about us, let's talk about MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Mike has been beating his brains out truly, truly to make sure that we had a platform to speak on, a way to make money, bring you product, keep Americans working. I mean, I can go on and on about the positives from buying for people who share your thoughts, who share your goals, your foundation, or what have you, and Mike Lindell is one of those. He keeps Americans working in this country. His plants are in this country. You know, somebody said they're not sure everything he makes is made in this country. You know what? If 80% of what he makes is made in this country, it's better than most of these companies out here, the ones that say that they're for you and they're importing stuff from China. I recently had something that I was told was made in America. I have to wait 9 weeks for the product because guess where it's coming from? The replacement pieces. So if the pieces are made in China and it comes here and they put it together here, I'm sorry, it's made in China. It's not made here. Anyway, head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. A lot of great products here. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Some of the products are 2-for-1. Let's go ahead and let's support people who support us. Speaking of which, Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. They're doing great things for you and I. They're doing great things for your kids to make sure that the law is applied. Well, they're doing the best they can to make sure the law is applied equally. That's kind of tough these days. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
Yeah, and on top of all of that, Brad, before we get rolling again, tell people what it is that PGAI does, what they can do, and how we can help you.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit of 501c3 organization of attorneys, and we, without charge, we take on all these cases. We have over 100 cases in litigation, all without charge. We defend religious freedom, parental rights against the government, the sanctity of human life. We're very broad. We help countless thousands and thousands every year, and in fact, right now I'm calling. We're talking out of Jacksonville, Florida, where I spoke to a group of Christian CEOs, business owners,
wow,
to equip them and empower them with regards to their rights as business owners to stay true and to their faith and live their faith. Now, needless to say, we're all going to be praying because we've got this hurricane headed our way.
Yes, you are.
I can't couldn't get a flight out tomorrow, so it looks like I'm going to have to probably
hunker down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hunker down, and because the hurricane's going to go right over us, so it looks like just about. So,
Brad, you can't get away from it, right? Earthquakes on the West Coast, the hurricanes on the East Coast. You're right in the middle of the mess. You know, that double shakes not around the place trying to take you out.
It's interesting, but we're the Pacific Justice. We do have offices all across the United States, more than any other organization of our kind. All of our office space is donated office space, and we're really making a big impact. And our goal is to make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's very, very unique, and that's why we have to have all these offices and these attorneys who sacrifice and work for a fraction of what they could in the private sector.
Yeah, and again, people, you complain about some of the stuff that's going on. You know some of the cases. Check them out. Go to PJI.org. And check out what they're doing. Seriously, check out what's going on. Check out how they're supporting you. And you need to support them because it ain't cheap. And when you get to the Supreme Court, it's even less cheaper. But when you get these cases, you really want to fight for our freedom. I know that Brad will do it. He's done it before. He's helped me through a couple of issues. He's helped others I know through a couple of issues. And we just need to be on it. So, Brad, I forgot what question I asked you before we went to break. I said you're going to have to answer that later. But I guess you're going to have to answer it on another show, maybe.
Oh, yes. I remembered it.
Oh, go for it.
So was I shocked when I saw that the Supreme Court ruled to reverse Roe versus Wade? Or was I expecting it? And the answer is I was actually expecting it because of who was on the Supreme Court and their character and their commitment to the Constitution. I predicted it was going to be exactly what it was, a five to four decision to reverse Roe versus Wade, and a 6-3 decision to uphold the pro-life legislation in Mississippi, and that's exactly what it turned out to be.
Wow, that's interesting because I would have never called that seriously. With what's going on, and again, we've seen. Some questionable decisions, if you would, where, we had some of them not really who we thought were going to be on our side, not on our side. So I was skeptical. I'm just going to tell you, I was flat out skeptical. But, you know, you're the eternal optimist. Anyhow. So,
yeah.
All right. So let's get to freedom of speech and the basics of freedom of speech for kids in school. So, you know, one of the challenges that I have between teachers and kids and parents and what have you is that there is freedom of speech, and you can't just limit it or carve it out or do what you want to do with it just because kids are in school. Now, my understanding from you and others is that when it comes to freedom of speech, kids in school pretty much, for the most part, have free rein in what they want to do, what they want to talk about, maybe the programs they want to put on, protests they want to have or what have you. They have a lot more latitude. Teachers or administrators, not so much. Is that correct? I'm going 80,000 foot to start with.
Yes, that is correct. Students actually, generally speaking, have more free speech rights than teachers. Teachers can be limited on curriculum and what they're hired to cover and et cetera. And then the students, though, of course, have held that students do not, give up their surrender their First Amendment rights at the schoolhouse gate. That's a very important quote from a Supreme Court precedent that has been very widely recognized for quite some time. So students do have free speech rights. They can't engage in disorderly conduct, so they interrupt a classroom that's where the teacher's teaching. There are some limitations, but they can't be forced to compromise their beliefs, their values, their convictions, and be silenced, especially when it comes to opportunities where they are able to write a paper and give their opinion on something or an oral book report, and they choose a book that the teacher may not like. These are, or have a you know, a Bible club that meets, et cetera. These are all things that that are free speech, or at a football game for that matter, to not to be silenced differently than other students.
Well, that was one of my, you know, one of my other questions is a couple things here. As time has gone on and people taught, and teachers have taught from their classroom, and kids are now equipped with phones and such, it's really interesting to me. I've had pictures. I don't keep them because I don't want them in my head. But I've had pictures of teachers, kids in the classroom, where there were BLM flags on the wall. There were rainbow flags. There were, you know, flags that kind of, I don't want to say so much a political bent to them, but flags that actually were for for a cause, we'll say, right? Rally for a cause. I'll leave it at that. And that the American flag's nowhere to be found. Okay? And I'm looking at this and saying to myself, let's say we had a situation where you've got a football team, right? A high school football team. And some of the kids on the football team, maybe they have parents that are in the police department, sheriff's department, whatever, along those lines. And they want to honor them, so they bring a blue line flag. They take that blue line flag and it's not like they unfurl it in the middle of the field. They take it and they run with it and like you would any other flag. So there's a dust up, a stir up by one particular group and says, no, you can't have that. It's against the law. No, it wasn't that it was against the law. It will stir up violence. The flag itself will stir up violence. And they want to take it to the AG. And I'm saying to myself, okay, that's interesting. So where does the First Amendment right, where does the freedom of speech for those kids start or stop? And in the state of California, you'd think the AG would even take that on.
Yeah, at first, I think it'd be politically totally stupid for the AG to take that on, because the AG would be basically, you know, showing a hostility to those who support the police and law enforcement. The Democrats are facing, I think, a huge backlash from their pro-criminal, look-the-other-way approach that allowed the mobs to tear down cities and burn buildings and shoot people. So I think politically it would be, I think it would be constitutionally, it would be an utter disaster.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. Jumping to your host, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. Be back in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Plus ahead with me, 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Look, my hearts and prayers go out to those people in Florida that own electric vehicles. That's right. I'm hearing. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you, but did anybody really think this through? It's taking them 6, 7, 8 hours to go across the street. Across the state. If all you have is an electric vehicle, and you got to get, what are you going to do? I hope you bought a generator. I mean, seriously, I don't know much about electric vehicles. I don't know if you can charge them while they're going. I don't know how that works. But I got to tell you, man, that's what I would have. I would have a generator on the back of the car with a wire that went out front, up front to charge that thing. Especially in times like this. This is where I say to you, we don't think it through. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does pretty much every week. I always appreciate his time with us. And, Brad, thanks for being with me. I always like your times with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Let's stay on this freedom of speech thing for a few minutes, and I got a couple of questions for you. Again, with the kids, because, you know, a lot of them feel like they're being squelched. They're being basically told to be quiet, sit down, shut up kind of thing. You know?
Yeah.
That isn't right.
Yeah, you're correct. It's not right. And here's the point that people need to remember, and that is that that students have tremendous free speech rights protections, that they can't be silenced just because, you know, the liberal school district or the liberal superintendent, has an attitude or disagrees with it. They can't silence student speech simply because of the viewpoint of the student and their expression. So this is very important because we have a lot of school districts, public schools, you know, filled with teachers and administrators who are radical, who are leftists, who have that mindset that speech is only allowed if it agrees with a leftist perspective or a pro-crime, pro-criminal perspective, not one that's supportive of police officers and law enforcement. It's unfortunately the ideology of many in public schools and administrators, and students have a right to their opinion without being silenced by those intolerant people who are either left to the left or trying to placate those to the left.
Well, in the school, they always say the same. They always use the same argument, which is, look, it might cause violence, and our job is to keep the kids safe. Anything that will cause violence, you know, and I say to myself, really, you're so lucky the Christian kids don't believe in violence. Because they're bullied just as much as other groups. I mean, that argument doesn't fly for me. It really, actually, it's quite irritating.
Yeah, it's the Supreme Court has held that you can't silence speech just because you have people that are opposed to it and who may even be hostile and violent because of it or against it. You can't silence speech, and there have been circumstances where you'll have someone say preaching the gospel in a park, and you'll have radicals out there trying to. We have a case dealing this with and radicals encircled him and was pushing him and looked like they were just going to beat him to a pulp, and the police, instead of arresting the thugs, they arrested the man in the park who was preaching, and they were trying to prevent a violent thing from happening. Well, you don't punish the victim. No, you arrest the perpetrators who are being intolerant and not allowing that person to express themselves pursuant to their First Amendment rights. And the same principle applies to public schools and events. They can't silence student speech just because there are thugs out there who are willing to be violent and threaten violence who are opposed to it. Instead, we need to arrest those thugs. You need to expel those thugs, or if they're an adult, have prosecuted and put behind bars. That's about protecting and preserving the First Amendment of the Constitution so that we can all express ourselves, even if there's bullies out there who don't agree with our opinion.
Yep. No, I agree. All right, I've got a question for you out of the chat room that says, hey, what are your thoughts on the New York AG bringing these nonsense lawsuits against Trump? Will they stand? Won't they stand?
Well, first, they're political. They're irrefutably politically driven. This attorney general, it's not just a coincidence that she happens to be looking at Trump's tax records and went on a fishing expedition to have all his tax records sent for them to review. So it's a politically motivated issue. It's without question. And the problem is it really discredits the attorney general of New York. People want an attorney general that neutrally and fairly applies the law, not who goes on a witch hunt for purely obvious political reasons. Now, with regards to its legitimacy, will they find something? You know, you're looking at tax records and the like. Is there going to be an error, a mistake, something that they can contest? I can imagine with someone like Trump, with all his tax records and everything involved, they'll find an error somewhere, possibly. Is it enough to warrant this? No. Is it enough for prosecution? Absolutely not. People get audited all the time. They have mistakes in their taxes. and they pay whatever they owe that wherever they made their mistake, and they will not be able to prove intent to defraud. I think every legal scholar looking at this understands that that's a pipe dream for the left and the Democrats. That's just simply probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's you know what? It's disgusting. It she ran on going after Trump. It shows you where the hate's at, but it also shows you how many people truly aren't paying attention to what's going on in politics. And you know, sadly, I keep saying this, Brad, I have no sympathy for New Yorkers. I have no sympathy for the people in Seattle or Portland or any of those, or Chicago for that matter. Now, I feel bad that their kids and their people are being killed. Don't get me wrong. You keep voting these people in, though. You keep voting in the executioner. Right. And the one that's holding you down, the one that's holding you under thumb. You know, when Trump said to the black community, you've been voting for them for 60 years, you're no better off. What do you have to lose if you give me a chance? And it's the same thing here. If you want to say to those people, you have been ducking bullets in Chicago for decades. What is your problem?
They're shooting themselves in the foot. New Yorkers, when they elect people like this, because businesses are not going to want to set up shop in a state where you have an attorney general who goes on witch hunts and is politically driven and is not fairly applying the law. That's why third world countries are poor, because they're corrupt and the companies cannot build factories and invest in those places because they can't trust that the law is going to be fairly and equally applied. They can just have their building business taken from them. Well, the same way, same principle applies to states in the United States where we have attorney generals, like in states like New York and California, where business owners see this corruption. They see this attorney general who's just a political person who wants to go after people they don't like. That's frightening, and it keeps away businesses and jobs. And the people in New York should be embarrassed, absolutely embarrassed that they have this kind of a person with the title of attorney general. It is shameful and disgraceful to the office of attorney general. And people who are educated know this full well.
You know, I've heard people talk about, you know, malicious prosecution and all this other stuff. With the FBI raiding these homes and, you know, not raiding, you know, bringing these people in, I can't think of the guy's name, but the one that was his case was dismissed by the state court, right? And then the FBI, the DOJ, stepped in. And they decided that they wanted to press charges on him. The fellow, I guess somebody got too close to his son, 12-year-old son, at a rally. He pushed the guy out of the way. They wanted him brought up on assault charges. And you're thinking, how do the feds get involved in this? Why would they get involved in this? There's only one reason for it. But what's the whole thing with double jeopardy? I mean, does it matter it's different from state to federal?
Yeah, there is a differentiation. We can prosecute someone under state law or not, but federal is separate. And if there's a federal criminal statute, then the feds can bring its own action. I heard that. I thought that was ridiculous, and you can't help but wonder, you know, why are they doing it? And what we see now is, it's probably the politics and the worldview of the parent involved, the person involved. Otherwise, why would they waste their time? I mean, we have mobs that have burned down buildings and were let go. People who were, you know, occupying and taking over parts of cities and with violence, let go. And they're going to prosecute the Department of Justice, going to spend federal tax dollars to prosecute this person? Shows you how no one is safe. No one in America is safe when we have this kind of leadership and this kind of corruption with regards to the Department of Justice, or for that matter, the FBI.
You know, I totally agree with you. And when I read more and more about this stuff, right? I mean, think about it. They went there with 30 armed federal agents. It makes no sense whatsoever. Anyway, Brad Dacus, founder of PJI.org, PJI.org. Go check them out. Donate. Help them out. Help them fight the stuff that you hate and you know they're doing against us. God bless, Brad. Keep doing what you're doing. Double Senior Host, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You got a lot of me in the next hour.